The violence in West Darfur state began when a member of the Masalit tribe killed a member of an Arab tribe in the area on Friday. Governor Mohamed Abdullah Duma told South Sudan in Focus from Al Jineina that it was a personal dispute, and the killer was arrested the same day. Governor Duma says the state public prosecutor opened an investigation into the incident, but on Saturday, armed militiamen from different parts of Darfur planned and launched what appeared to be revenge attacks.
A big number of armed militia gathered the following day early in the morning, and they attacked Krindan camp. And I see no reason for attacking the camp because I don't know if the killer is from the camp or not. But even if he is, it is an individual act. But they burned down more than a third of the camp and killed a number of people that we are still counting.
Thousands of IDPs were forced to flee the camp in the wake of the attacks. The United Nations Secretary General's spokesperson said in a statement released on Monday, the Secretary General is deeply concerned about the clashes in West Darfur over the weekend. It said escalating intercommunal violence has resulted in scores of death and injuries, the displacement of nearly 50,000 people, and the destruction of property. The Secretary General called on Sudanese authorities to expend all efforts to de-escalate the situation and bring an end to the fighting, restore law and order, and ensure the protection of civilians. By Sunday evening, the Central Committee of Sudanese Doctors reported 83 deaths and more than 160 injured people. Duma says he expects the death toll to rise. He says the attackers also looted civilian property. The governor says West Darfur State is awash with firearms, machine guns, and heavy artillery, all of which were used during the attacks.
That is why we strongly need to disarm all civilians in this state and not just try to collect firearms on a voluntary basis. That is not going to work. We need to disarm people. There is a frightening number of weapons in the hands of civilians. The Juba peace deal cannot be implemented on the ground unless Darfur is completely disarmed.
The United Nations African Union peacekeeping mission in Darfur, known as UNAMID, and whose task was to protect civilians, began withdrawing from the region at the end of last month as its mandate came to an end. Sudan's Attorney General Tayasir al-Hibir told VOA from Khartoum that his office is sending a team of prosecutors and investigators to West Darfur in order to open criminal cases against the perpetrators of last weekend's violence.
It's a committee I put together from the Office of Prosecution that will go and investigate this incident as crimes, and it is comprised of four prosecutors who are very experienced in criminal investigation. They will find out who perpetrated this violence and what are the reasons behind it.
The Darfur Bar Association released a statement expressing its concern about the deadly attacks in West Darfur State. Saleh Mahmoud is a human rights lawyer and president of the association.
The information coming from there is horrible. More than 100 deaths and lack of medical care. One small hospital in Jineina is already occupied. There is no service for wounded. People are dying due to bleeding inside the hospitals. Worse than that, I think also the performance of the regular forces was not appropriate.
Mahmoud says a full investigation into the violence must be conducted and all perpetrators should be brought to justice, including members of the regular forces.
There are accusations that the military is also implicated in the commission of killings inside houses and in the streets and children indiscriminately, women, children, elderly people. The absence of the authority, government, security institutions, the performance was insignificant since yesterday.
Mahmoud says the delayed response of security forces in the state also contributed to the wide-scale violence that started on Saturday. In October 2020, Sudan's transitional government signed a peace agreement with a number of armed groups from Darfur. The agreement provided for a joint security force comprised of 12,000 members tasked with securing the region of Darfur. The force has yet to be established. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.